This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Back on a Tuesday, the Phils might stink. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Goodness gracious,
Oh, my goodness, man.
Oh,
no.
In all seriousness, man.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
We did a show yesterday.
Yep.
First of all, Brother Spike, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Ike.
It's Tuesday. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We did a show yesterday.
Yeah.
Somewhat based around the level of concern
for the team. Yes.
I told you, in so many words, that I was headed towards...
high level.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, yesterday?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, it's your boy, Taiwan.
Come on, man.
He of the six-run inning.
Well, you know what? And that's where I'm glad you said that. Because now we're moving towards the last string of hope that we had for anything being positive on this season. And that's where I'm at. Brother Spike? I'm not doing well.
Okay.
Jackie Baseball, don't really need your nonsense today, your little ray of sunshine nonsense. At some point, it's time to acknowledge we may be in trouble. Holler at your boy.
Yeah, I'm not doing well.
No.
Not doing well. It's causing a scene on the streets of Westchester last night.
Wow. What if the callers say the same thing? Are you going to switch?
Well, again, they're, no.
Watch how fast he switches sides. Watch how fast.
Well, again, they can only go so far.
Well, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a big show today. It is a Tuesday, so 3 p.m. We do have Tuesdays with Elliot, as Elliot Shore Parks joins us for an hour. We'll also talk about a brand new thing that's going to happen May 5th here at WIP, both during the day and at night, BG Day.
I heard about
the
this.
Event, a full BG Day celebration leading up to the BG Day night. So talk about that as well. But we do open with the Phils.
I mean, seriously.
What?
Is this going to be an all off-season thing?
Oh, come on.
I mean,
yes.
Every time I look up.
It's BG.
BG is on my television.
Let the guy have his flowers.
I'm just saying, B. You're everywhere.
And he should know, if we do BG Live and BG Day, no coming back. You know, from there.
Oh, yeah, it's like, this basically eliminates any type of comeback.
It's got to go from 99 to 99.9%.
Yes, 90
to 99.9%.
I'm just saying, we should have at least back in 2006 on 5-8. Head Nike Reese Day.
Oh.
This is all about.
I think about a new thing for the WIV Afternoon Show.
I will say this.
Yeah.
It would have been appreciated.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Could have had a 5-8 day. Could have had a 5-3 day. for Hugh.
Yeah.
Whatever number Richie wore.
Yeah. What was he? 40-something? 48?
48.
He feels like a 44. Spiritually a 44. But 48 is a good number.
I think he was a 40 on the Raiders.
40 is
Pete Retzlaff.
Brookshire.
Right. Are we talking?
I think 40 is Tom Brookshire. Right?
I thought 40 might have been Pete Retzlaff.
You might be right.
That's
44, I think.
Phils?
I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
I was trying to have us in a positive state of mind.
You want to get back to agony.
Well, so Phils lose.
Yes, okay. The Phillies.
Phils lose 10-4. The game started off pretty great, I would say, with a three-run first inning. It felt like we hadn't seen a three-run first
Big
inning.
Hit, Trey.
You know, I think Fransky said last night that the Phils had scored a total of five innings in the first run. Five runs in the first inning, all season long up until yesterday. But then Taiwan implodes and the bats go silent. So what we're going to have today on the WIP Afternoon Show is a Therapy Tuesday. And at therapy, if you've ever been, you can just be honest. You can let it out without judgment. It's sort of like a judgment-free zone. You don't necessarily have to be rational. It's just like the Phils are 9-7 after a great start and nobody's feeling good right now. Even if they feel, deep down feel positive like I do, it's hard to feel positive right now. episodes at Therapy Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show, 215-592-9494. And Ike, given that your name is first on the show, I will let you take the mantle for Therapy Tuesday today and tell me what is the thing, the number one thing that you're feeling, no judgment, judgment-free zone.
Well, it's simple for me. And it was more evident last night, more evidence of it last night. And it's watching this baseball team hit the ball, their approach at the plate. I swear, I think we, and I'm not blaming us, because I think it was out of desperation. It was out of what else is there left to do, sort of a remedy, concoction, approach that we wanted to take to this season, right? We're not going to change a lot of the pieces. We're just going to try to change the pieces.
Make the pieces play. Yes.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yep.
Right? And I've always thought that while the concept and the theory may be logical and I understand it, but it's more wishful thinking than it is practical thinking.
The approach to the plate.
Yes.
Right.
You're talking about guys that are established players in the league that have had success, that have gotten big contracts. You got Bryce, who's he's a Hall of Fame player. Like, so you got guys who've won World Series, and Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber and other places doing things the way that they've done them. And all of a sudden this year, they're going to be different baseball players at the plate. And last night was just more evidence for me, Spike, that I'm tired of seeing this. I'm not going to fault the Phillies or anyone else that believed in the idea of a different approach at the plate. In theory, it makes sense, but that's not who these guys are. And it's frustrating watching these guys try to be baseball players, particularly hitters, that they really aren't. Who they became 40-plus home run hitters. Trey Turner, $300 million player. Bryce Harper, two-time MVP, $300 million player. Castellanos, $100-and-something million player. Even Alec Bohm, being a top-five draft pick in the draft. All of a sudden, like, they're all thinking about this nonsense about their approach to play. And you know what? If we're going to go down, if it is at the end where this team just isn't good enough and we've missed our window, then you know what? I'd rather go down being the team and the player that they've always been. That's what got them to the World Series. That's what got them to the NLCS. That's what has gotten them to three straight playoff appearances plus a division title. It wasn't what we tried to turn them into this offseason. That hasn't worked for them. And I'm telling you, I understand their record, but watching this baseball team, it looks like I'm watching a team that is a weak-hitting baseball team. They don't play with the swagger and confidence that they once played with and they are at the plate with. They're up there in a defense mode versus being the aggressors up there being on the attack. And I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I'm seeing. And the sooner they realize this, the better off they're going to be. This isn't going
to
work.
So you just want them to swing away.
I want them to go back to doing what made them the baseball players that they became. That's what I want them to do. That's what I want them to do. I feel like there's way too much thinking. There's way too much look at pitches. I'm watching guys go down in the count last night. And then I'm sitting there watching them saying, Lord, please get a hit. And it didn't happen. The last 2 to 3 games, they were shut out 2 out of 3 games before last night. Right? They retired 20 straight batters Sunday. Where's the evidence that this is working?
See, on Therapy Tuesday, I don't know if I'm supposed to just let you let it out and not say what I think. Jack, what am I supposed to do? If I disagree with him on Therapy Tuesday, do I just let it go?
I don't think we can let anything go on this station.
All right. So I just want to say, Where's the evidence? Nick Castellanos has played well with this new approach.
He has.
Kyle Schwarber has had the hottest start of his Phillies career with this new approach.
Yes.
You know, Bryce Harper has not performed, but I don't see any difference in Bryce Harper's approach, really. It doesn't feel like maybe he has the juice that he has had previously, but I don't know if it's his approach. I am just worried about sounding the alarm and abandoning this.
And I don't see anything different in Kyle Schwarber's approach either.
Well, I just don't want it to be too early. And what we said about the lineup stuff when we were talking about Trey having leading off is we're like, you know, Topper, don't get an itchy trigger finger the minute it doesn't work with Trey leading off and move it. And that is my concern about what you're saying about their approach. And that we saw them have pretty dead bats last year with their old approach. Yeah. So the fact that the bats are dead, I don't know if I can blame it on the approach. Like, I think maybe...
Oh, they got off to a... Listen. Alec Bohm was off to the best start of his career last year. Gold Glove, All-Star third baseman. Doubles, led the team in RBIs, clutch hitter. That's what Alec Bohm was doing last year, the first half of the season. Trey Turner, by far, looked like the Trey Turner we thought he was when they signed him prior to him getting injured last year.
Okay, that's fair.
So what I'm saying with these guys, only one is different is Castellanos. And Casty has always been a guy who's going to go through his peaks and valleys. As great as he's hitting right now, I'm bracing, and I understand it, that I'm bracing for when he does go through his slumps.
He will.
When he go through his 3 or 4 week where he's not hitting the ball. Or what? That's him. But the other guys, Bryce, are you going to tell me Bryce Harper looks like Bryce Harper at the plate?
No, but I don't know if it's his approach. That's the only thing that I'd say, is I don't think Bryce, I don't think he was the guy we were talking about when we were talking about swinging out of the zone. It's not Bryce.
I agree, but this idea that we've changed the mentality in the clubhouse, we've gotten rid of the no fun zone, right? We got rid of the daycare. Right? We got rid of those guys.
We got rid of Stubbsy.
Now we're all about business and we're serious and Bryce is the vocal leader and all these other things. And meanwhile, the team, man, the offense doesn't look any better.
All right. It's Therapy Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show.
You feel me?
No judgment zone. How are you feeling about the Phillies?
I even got to the pitching and Taiwan turned into Taiwan last night.
Well, that was bad.
For only one inning.
I agree.
That was like a BP inning.
Oh,
Jack,
it was a mucker and a grinder last night.
Jack, Therapy Tuesday. How are you feeling about the film?
Yeah, so like I actually don't know if any approach is going to change who these guys are. Like, I think this is just ultimately who they are. And where I'm at on this Therapy Tuesday is I'm done with this hope that the offense is going to figure it out and go on some run. They're just not it. Like, they're just not the right collection of guys. And it's just, I'm watching a Giants offense last night, who before the game we couldn't name three Giants in the lineup, and just putting together good at bats, 7 extra base hits last night. Not to make it about one game, we know it's not one game. This has been going on for a long time, and I'm just sick of those guys. I'm sick of the offense. I'm over the
You're
offense.
You're gonna regret this.
I
know how you feel.
You know what? I don't mind regretting being where I'm at now, because that means they are in a different place.
Again, I would love to be wrong. Like,
yes.
Everyone knows how I feel about the Phillies. Like,
yeah.
I treat the Phillies like family members. Like, yeah. It's really tough. This is not fun for me at all.
Well, it's tough love.
I'm just so tired of it. I mean, 20 whiffs last night against the Giants starter, a rookie in that ballpark with a full crowd. Like, that's infuriating to me. It's just I don't think this group is it offensively. And I think eventually it's going to lead to some kind of shakeup needed.
So Therapy Tuesday.
You seem like you're handling Therapy Tuesday very well. You're not letting everyone else have therapy days.
Look, man.
You pushed back against Ike.
No, yeah. I asked you what I was supposed to do, and you told me to push back.
But pushed back against me.
Well, all right.
And wait till this take.
Well, if I'm being honest.
There it is.
The thing that annoyed me the most last night was the Bryce Harper gender reveal bat thing.
Oh, brother.
Like, what are we doing? And I think Bryce is great. I've been very positive about Bryce all year. The leader, yeah, and you know what I want to bring up first is the leadership thing and the thing that he said 2 days ago. It's not about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front.
Right.
Why are we doing a gender reveal with your bat in the middle of the game when we've lost 4 out of the last 6 and the offense, and you're trying to tell everyone that they have to focus on the team winning? And in the first inning, nobody knows why you have a light blue bat. And it's for a gender reveal for who? For who? For the fans who don't even know what's going on? Have it in your house with your close friends with you. Pop the balloon and there's blue smoke coming out. Maybe you could do the bat thing at home. But it's not for now. It's not a pin on his jersey as a little nod to his wife. It's just like... now is not the time for look at me. Now is not the time for ultimate marketer Bryce. Because I'm glad, like, dude, have your TikTok account, have your Fanatic tattoo, have your Fanatic socks, be the marketing guy. Don't be the marketing guy in the first inning of a game when the team came back after a terrible road trip. Be the leader. Be the guy who cares about the name on the front of the jersey and the name of the back. But the gender reveal bat was, if they were 14-2 and he was hitting 372, have at it. Have a blue bat and a pink bat and confuse everyone with a red bat. Your third time up, who cares? It's just like, it's poorly timed, it's poorly planned, and for a guy who's supposed to be telling the young guys in the lineup they should be caring about the team, it was a look-at-me thing that was completely unnecessary. And do I think it made the team lose? No. But if I'm a young guy on the team that is looking at him to be the leader and looking at him to say, hey, he's the guy who only cares about the team, that wasn't a moment that you only cared about the team. And you know what? Deep down, I also think he switched from that bat, his second at bat, he probably didn't even like the bat. Like, he probably wasn't comfortable swinging the bat. Or else he would have used it the rest of the game. It's just like every at bat counts right now. The most important thing in the world is congratulations on your kid. God bless. Truly, yeah, God bless.
Could we have started with that?
What?
The congratulations.
Well,
could we have started with that? Can we give him a congratulations?
Congratulations
first?
Well, on your kid.
Started with that.
Can you imagine? He's won no championships here.
Right.
Can we imagine if any of the other stars
we'd be happy for him.
If Joel Embiid came out with a blue basketball.
He tip off and then he hit it.
Or no, but blue shoes that weren't his right shoes and he took them off after the first quarter.
We'd be okay with it.
No, we would be obliterating him.
What if he came out with a blue chew?
That's different. That's how he got in this situation as it is.
Yeah, who knows?
The blue chew.
Who knows?
AJ Brown reads a book on the sidelines and now we do this.
You bring up, listen, Embiid is not where Bryce is at. That's first of all.
Well, they have the same number of championships.
That's true. Well, it's only one guy in this town from a star standpoint.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, I stand corrected. There are two guys in this town.
AJ Brown.
Has that status.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni.
Devontae Smith.
My point is that you bring up Embiid. He's not in the same category as Bryce Harper.
From a leadership
you
thing.
You know that and I know it. Hold on. Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. It was a cool dad family moment that we can get by. It was the first at bat.
Have your family in the house and do something that isn't your
bat.
Listen, that is not something to be upset about.
It absolutely is. If he had a home run with it, God bless. God bless. 0-for-1 with the blue bat. It's an at bat that we can't cost us.
Okay, yeah.
It's just completely unnecessary. It's a look-at-me moment at a time where we shouldn't be looking-at-me moments.
Okay, but hold on. Okay. Yeah. Even if I were to agree with that.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though. That is a typical Bryce moment. Whether you agree with it or not, you call it a look-at-me moment. Okay, that's Bryce Harper in a nutshell. And I don't think it's a bad way. When he's doing the Fanatic stuff, the tattoos, the cleats, the shoes, all that other stuff, that's considered sort of a Bryce look at me moment.
Absolutely, and I bring
and
them
I'm
up.
I'm okay with that. But I don't have a problem with it. The gender reveal thing is what these guys do. Who had the wristband on last week?
One of them.
Well, like Trey Turner,
wristband's a wristband. Your bat's your bat.
It's just a bat.
Somebody had a wristband and a bat.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
If you guys didn't have
your faces buried so deep in that guy's rear end.
Just because you hate kids.
I don't hate kids.
Disagree.
I love kids. I love kids. I don't hate kids at all.
Well, we're dads.
But you're dads.
He's a much more manure dad than I am. That's a cool moment. Listen, I'm all about
by the way, gender reveals
are I'm not ripping the team, inning. Man. Gender I'm not ripping Bryce Harper for having a gender reveal.
Gender
moment.
reveals are ridiculous anyway.
That's the side we're in now.
Would never do it.
I didn't do a gender reveal.
Yeah, of course not.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
Three kids. I don't think
would you
have
thrown out a blue ball in your well, I guess that doesn't work either.
There's no blue ball incident.
You're gonna throw out blue balls, man. That's what we're doing blue chews for. You shouldn't have blue balls. All right. Should be okay.
Should we do next question or should we just get to the phones? up to you.
I'll go to the phone. Let's go to the phone.
All right. Therapy Tuesday, 215-592-9494. Just tell us how you feel about the Phillies. No judgment until we judge you, which will be immediately. Chris in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for getting me on.
Yes, sir.
I'm just disappointed in the pitching, in the hitting, in every part of our game right now. And this is therapy, so I don't even care that we have more of baseball to go. And I don't care how early it is in the season. This is terrible. I mean, this feels like we're dead. It feels like there's no energy on the team whatsoever. The only energy that we got last night was when Realmuto almost ripped the head of the umpire off.
Well, and by the way, what's Rob Thomson doing while JT Realmuto gets rung up on a horrible call in an at-bat that could have decided the game? He walks there, the bases are loaded, and Rob Thomson is just standing there picking his nose and not fight with the umpire. Light a fire under these guys. I can't tell you, Chris, how annoyed I was watching him go up 3 minutes later talking to the umpires about the lights. Seems like he knew where the umpires were. Seems like he knew how to get out of the dugout. Like, defend your guy. That was one of the worst calls I've ever seen from a ball and strike perspective. I'm sorry for cutting you off there, Chris, but that part annoyed me.
Nick Sirianni and Rob Thomson need to sit together. Nick needs to give Rob some energy, and Rob needs to give Nick some brains. But seriously, man, it's just Taiwan. We liked him last year. He didn't play in the playoffs. I don't care. I don't care anymore. Get rid of him. You only got one shot to be a great player. He isn't being a great player right now. And I know a lot of people aren't. Alec Boehm isn't. Marsh isn't. Rojas isn't. You know what? This is therapy. Send them all home. I don't care. Find another day job. McDonald's is hiring. Walmart's hiring. Wow. Find somewhere else to go. This is the city of Philadelphia, and we only play for winners here.
There you go. That's what I like to hear.
That's where we're at.
That's a true, thank you, Chris. That's a true Therapy Tuesday type of call.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily rational, but we're not looking for rational today.
Yeah, we're upset about a bat in the first inning.
Yes.
That they were winning the game.
They weren't winning yet.
Well, yes, they were. They were up 1-0.
They're up 1-0. They could have been up more than 1-0.
If he's using his
no, I'm telling
traditional
you,
black and white bat.
I'm telling you, if it was not your boy, you would not love that.
It's a gender.
He's supposed to be. All right.
Don't worry. People agree with you, actually.
Well, good. Because I'm
really?
Right.
People agree with Spike?
Well, if we put it on social media, absolutely
yeah, don't,
not.
Don't do it on social media. On the phone. No video.
Yes. Again, this is a
Therapy
safe space.
Tuesday. Safe space. Right. Safe space. Right. Nobody's listening but us. All right. Coming up next, we will tell you about an amazing event where you can watch Brandon Graham talk about his entire career and a day to celebrate it. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.